Welcome to the Great Commission Today podcast, a podcast designed to help you and your church become more faithful, confident, and purposeful in obedience to the Great Commission. The Great Commission Today is sponsored by Five More Talents, an agency that offers holistic digital outreach solutions to help churches leverage technology wisely to invite more visitors, engage more members, and develop more leaders in this digital age.
All right, well, Reverend Richard Dalton, great to have you on the Great Commission Today podcast. Look forward to this conversation. So for our listeners, maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself and where you live and what you're up to these days.
I hitchhiked into Washington, D.C. as an 18-year-old and ran into Christians that were really from different streams. And I felt the love of God. I had heard the gospel, you know, but it didn't connect to me. I was still a agnostic, you know. Once in a while, I'd pray and say, Lord, if you're there, I'd like to know you, but, you know, I'm not sure you're there. So that was a powerful time in Washington, D.C., and I was 18, and God's been working with me through the years, and I've been a church planter and worked with others and, you know, building community. And I have landed in the last number of years in the Anglican fold of biblical, Bible-believing, you know, Anglicans. So that's been a good place. I'm not doing parish work anymore, but I have a burden for reaching out and somewhat of a strategy, you know, for that.
Very good. Yeah, that's the main thing I wanted to hear more about from you today. So you've started this thing called Look Up Detroit. I think it's actually been around for a number of years now, but what is Look Up Detroit?
It's a digital public square, and it's not meant to look like the Christian website. It really can bring in good news from the local library or a service club, or, you know, and I've arranged it so groups can self-publish. We have a problem with these social networks. Jesus says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established, you know, or this, the Bible says. And yeah, what you have in social networks is like a speaker square, you know, in London. Everybody can get up and they can spout their stuff. And it's tremendous confusion when it's on the web and they're still not trustworthy. So Look Up Detroit is meant to share, as the scripture talks about, and Paul writes, whatever is of good report, you know, think on these things. And so this was my original thought, that the church could work together somewhat and put things out there of good report, not just about themselves. You know, the scripture says, we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. How can we serve, you know, our cities? How can we be a blessing? In Jeremiah, it says, you know, bless the city that you're in. And about 86% of Americans live in metro areas. So Look Up Detroit, I thought, you know, 3.5 million people, 4 million people, you know, and so many screens. Back then, when I started this, it wasn't quite like it is now with the confusion of the social networks. But, you know, I think it's even more vital today.
Yeah, so I guess you started, when did you start Look Up Detroit?
Oh, I'd say I actually got the domain maybe 20 years ago or so. And then, wow. You know, and I had a liver transplant. And I, you know, I have limited, I had limited time, but I also had, you know, some real, that disease and recovery. And I'm also not all that smart, you know. I wish I was, you know, in terms of promoting what I've got in hand. But when I got this domain, lookupdetroit.com, I really picked up a burden for this lookup kind of formula. And I think it's a powerful one. The .com is important, I think. But so look up Chicago.com, look up Miami.com, look up Nashville.com. I basically have, you know, all the major metro areas in the U.S. and then some overseas too that I think. And one thing is, it's the internet casts a wide net to every continent. So some are cities, and then sometimes I'm thinking of Nigeria lately, and I would love to see Christians and ministries in Nigeria and do something in terms of reaching out and having, you know, and there's reasoning, there's, you know, strategy in this whole thing, but a lot of details that would need to be done. But I've got these for the kingdom is what I have them for. And, you know, I'm limited. I'm a one-man show right now, somewhat.
Yeah. So how does lookupdetroit.com work?
Well, as I said, I want groups, helpful groups, to self-publish, because we don't need, you know, a bunch of editors. We don't need a bunch of, I think it's, I've arranged it so it's somewhat simple. Someone can, you know, a library, a church, a service club, they can share what they're doing, some good reporting, some good news. We'll let them do it, and it'll show up as a draft on Lookup Detroit, and I can look at it and approve it. Eventually, there may be someone in Macomb County that would moderate, and in Wayne County, another moderator, you know. So it is something that really has to be done by the Christian community, not exclusively, but really primarily. You know, the scripture says we're the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We're not doing much of that in some ways. We're just not really salting, you know. God calls believers to live visibly, courageously, and redemptively in the public square. And we're not there. We're on the sidelines. We're in the silos. And I think we need to get out of there. But we need to have an attractive, and I hope, you know, my vision is ad-free. Let it be supported in the background. You know, almost every website you go to, they want your money in some way. Can we be hospitable? Can look up Detroit, look up Chicago, look up Nashville, you know, can it be done locally and not, this can't be controlled from, you know, one group. It has to be a local investment.
So why is Look Up Detroit so important? You know, you mentioned something about silos and social media, but maybe you can unpack that a little bit more for our listeners. Why are sites like Look Up Detroit so important?
Well, I know you're involved in building websites, but basically when you're doing a website for a church, you've got one URL, you know, and I think that it's important. If you do a Facebook share on your phone or on email, it's within a silo. You know, it goes to whoever, you know, the algorithms want to send it, you know, doesn't go to everybody. What I want, like a YouTube, is an unleashed URL. And it can go anywhere. And when you send it to someone on the phone, you'll get an image and you'll get a link on Substack. They've got it beautifully set up so that it's a separate URL. It's out of a, it's not siloed into Facebook or Twitter or whatever, you know, X. And, you know, so I think it's very important when you send a post and it's done by a church or a service club or whatever, they can take that URL and they can really march it out. And, you know, beyond this, you know, cancel culture and beyond the limitations when it's put into a silo that's controlled by the billionaires and the, you know, the founding fathers of the internet are basically, they're not really always our friends in terms of the sharing the good news and, you know, good reports around a city.
So you have lookupdetroit.com, and I'm looking at it right now, and I see there's an arts and culture section and service and nonprofits, business and government, faith and fellowship. You mentioned that you have domain names registered for other cities as well. Do those other cities have their own website set up, or is that?
Nope, the only one that's set up is really Look Up Detroit, and it's a model, and it's a model that I think I'm halfway where I should be, really, in terms of getting it connected. And I'm not a promoter. I'm not a great business mind. I'm a pastor. I have a heart for the kingdom. I have a heart for cities. I think we all need to have a heart for cities. You know, I think in Jeremiah it says, you know, bless the city and you know, seek the welfare of the city. How can we do that? And I think particularly young people today are glued to their phones. We've got the most powerful messaging platform you could ever have. And the fact is, you know, we're not using it. We don't really march it out into the communities that we're connected to. The social networking capital in every church, even a church of 150, 200, it's astounding what they can do if they got hold of it. But I think a lot of them have this attitude. Well, we're on Facebook. We have our own website. Well, that's good. You need your website. It's important to have it. But when you're posted on Look Up Detroit, you've got an article, you have an image, and you have a web link right to the website. Or could be someone's Facebook, you know, a group's Facebook page or whatever. But, you know, that's a powerful thing to have in hand for any group that's trying to do some good things in their local community.
Hey there, I'm Daniel Voss, co-founder and CEO of Five More Talents. And I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening to the Great Commission Today podcast. I pray that each and every episode, including today's, blesses you and equips you and helps you to feel more confident, more purposeful, and to be more faithful in making disciples of all nations wherever the Lord has placed you. I also wanted to offer a special invitation to you if you're a church leader. If you're a church leader and you have the opportunity to use online outreach at your church and you're a decision maker in that role, and you sense that your church is just not grasping all the opportunities that you could to make more disciples and invite more visitors using the online media, then I'd love to talk with you. You can book a free 30-minute meeting with me called an outreach discovery call. In that meeting, we'll talk about what you've been doing and begin to explore some of the additional possibilities that are out there for you. So that sounds like that'll be helpful to you. Just go to go.fivemoretalents.com and fill out the form there. Now back to the interview. Any story or example you can share about the impact that Look Up Detroit has had thus far in the Detroit area?
Well, it has a tremendous. Anyone I talk to, I think Christians have a limited understanding of what I'm trying to do when I show it to those that are outside the faith, the Jewish community or the community theater groups or service clubs. I think there's a lot of it's an impressive website to look at. It's not perfect. It's in a newspaper format, which I think is important because you can peruse it. You can, it's a very very familiar format when it's on a computer or on a tablet. But when you get to the phone, those posts, if you just go to the lookupdetroit.com, it'll just be scroll the different stories that are on there, and they can reach out. But the power is putting a URL specific, this is our event. And I'm not looking for doctrinal, I'm not looking for political, stuff. I'm looking for just good report kind of things that, invite to the event. Somebody's doing a food program, someone's the inner city things. Detroit's particularly these small groups, it's hard to get on the front page of anything, in terms of a newspaper, or they disappear somewhat on Facebook pretty quickly. When it's on a platform like LookUp Detroit, I mean, you pull up, type in Dearborn on the search engine right within LookUp Detroit, and it'll come up with, maybe 12, maybe 15 stories, maybe five, but they could be from 3 years ago. Well, on Facebook or Twitter, they're going away very quickly. So we need to use these communication tools, and we need to be strategic. And it has to be feasible, and I think what I've done is feasible, but it's something I think I'm not right now marching out. Jesus sent them two by twos, and somewhat this has been maybe because of my limited talents and the medical things, and I'm an older guy now, so I've got limitations, and I'm just not, I think J.C. Penney, he said he had 1,000 partners, and he was a believer, I think, and I'd like partners around the country that would do this, but it's got to start a little better than it started in LookUp Detroit. Because, and I think that God's opening some doors because it's I'm not a businessman, but I've got a lot of business people that, I am talking to, but it's been a labor of love in my heart and mind and vision.
Yeah, well, I love the vision, Richard, and it's very important for us to use as believers the technology in creative ways, and recognizing that there are various ways in which, as you're saying, like social media, the algorithms oftentimes don't work for what we as Christians or what churches or even maybe what a local business or some sort of local nonprofit might want to get out of say posting on a social media platform. So I think it's I love the vision. I love the vision of it kind of reminds me of a application of what Pastor Tim Keller, one of his last articles that he wrote before he died, was talking about the importance of creating what he called front porches. So a front porch being a sort of a middle place. It's not the church. It's not the It's not the road, it's a place, it's kind of this middle ground where Christians can and non-Christians in the community can meet together and begin to build relationships. And I think it's very important and strategic for us as Christians to do all that we can to create these types of spaces. So I love
And
that. I love this vision.
Keller was big on, city mission. He saw that the huge change of people migrating to metro areas and even internationally. Can we do something in Nigeria with the crisis right now? But it has to be in local hands. And I can't say I've arrived exactly where I want to arrive in, even in terms of the Look Up Detroit project. But, I have other things I'm looking for too. I mean, I've got quite a few domains, and I think it was a way to take, to get some digital real estate. And yeah, I could sell it. I could, I think every, there's a desire for people in Dallas to maybe a business or whatever, but I want to see it used for the kingdom of God and for outreach to the wider community. And the newspaper format is an important one because it gives you all of these individual URLs that, you can't do with just one website, So.
Yeah, it's a way for people to work together and collaborate on a website that can be mutually beneficial, and I think it's great. So, Richard, how can people get involved? Let's say there's somebody listening that's maybe in one of these other cities where you've bought the domain name. Maybe there's somebody in Miami or Nashville or one of these other places, and they love this vision. They want to maybe explore what it might be like to start a look up website in their city. How can people get involved?
Well, lookuprichard.com. I just set that up on a Substack. I want to see the believers equipped for the work of the ministry and using the internet to do that. And I'm just my cell phone. I'm fatherdalton@gmail.com. I'm 313-408-1521 is my cell phone. I live in Rochester, but I have a heart for this Pontiac and a heart for Detroit proper, but all of the suburbs too. And I really would love to see some churches in the Detroit area to see this Look Up Detroit itself really do a more complete vision of what I've done thus far. But I've done, I think, a somewhat of a beginning that really can be used.
That's great. So they could anyone who's interested could contact you if they're at the places that you mentioned. Look at your Substack. That was what, lookuprichard.com.
Lookuprichard.com,
Okay.
and that's more personal. That's more of my own heart. On Look Up Detroit, I don't want to show my own thing. I want to have this a platform for others, And so I thought it was just recently that I set up a Substack because, it's almost like a public pulpit. To reach out, and so I think it's very powerful. And on that Substack, you're going to see this is a very interesting time to start a media company. And I realize that now I really need to take this seriously as not just a little ministry on the side. It needs to really be a business and done in a business-like way. And that's where I need some business help. because I'm not a businessman. I'm a pastor, you know,
Right.
and, you know, I've been more of a, I'm not saying I don't have any administrative skills, but if you came into this little office here, you wouldn't be all that impressed. You know, I'm a little, I'm not all that organized, you know. Maybe that's part of the visionary part of, in me. So.
Well, Richard, I love the vision. It's really exciting to see what you've built. Thank you for taking some time to share it with us today, letting us know how people can learn more. And
That
I
would help on the Nigeria situation. Look up Nigeria, and we can do a little thinking about how can we get to those phones around the whole country. And this is an effective thing. So I'm just looking at the terrible murders that are going on in Nigeria right now, and I think we should do something in the American world here. But it has to be done by missionaries and people that are doing Nigerian work. So,
Yeah, that's great. I think it's I think one of the things I love about this is that you are recognizing what an opportunity it is that so many people spend so much time on their phones, and you can reach them that way. And so it's
glued to it.
yeah,
And the
and
kids more than anybody.
yeah, yeah. And so it is crucial that we think about that and whether we are being good stewards of our resources to make sure that as the people using their phones are glued to them, that they are actually coming into contact with the gospel message, with churches, with believers. And I love that you're pushing us to do that. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And if we had a few cities doing this, there'd be like three or four laboratories where, hey, the best practices can be given and shared, you know. So, you know, it's not all in one pattern, you know. It can be really, hey, this is a great addition we can add to it. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Richard. Really appreciate your time today.
Appreciate what you guys have been doing in the area of reaching out on the internet and helping people with the web world. And thank you much.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Great Commission Today podcast. If this has been helpful to you, please subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review.
Before he went to heaven, he commanded them, go therefore and make disciples, teaching them to do what I've told you. He said, go therefore and make disciples, and when it's all complete, I'll come for you. He said, lo, I am with you always, go.